Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
405 DGS on KMOX. Charlie Brennan is live in studio with us because tomorrow, believe it or not, is his last day on the air. Dave Murray also joins us. Dave retired, I don't know, 20, 25 years ago. And
2018, September 15th.
Dave, let's do it.
Congratulations, Charlie, first of all.
Hold on, he's putting on his headphones.
Okay.
Dave, thank you so much. And I got to say something. I don't think most people know that I worked at WNTN in Newton, Mass. And one of my guests once on the Charlie Brennan show there was the WBZ-TV meteorologist Dave Murray, circa 1985 or 6.
Yeah, it would have been in that time frame. Actually, I'm going to say 86.
86, and a little-known fact in American history, you and I once rappelled down the side of a building in downtown St. Louis.
That is true. Also, as I think a lot of people know this, our birthdays are the same day in November.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. And Dick Ford as well.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to call it. You two are having an affair. This is all code. The wives are going to find out on the DGS. This is just a little too much.
We did used to meet
Dave
in Tillis Park, if
I
you recall.
The show?
Yeah.
I've heard about guys meeting in Tillis Park.
Well, and Janice was there too, so it was great.
Man, you guys are freaks. It's funny. Charlie comes in, and we're talking about it. He's like, I can't believe you're retiring, and you're not, what's going on? And he's like, well, you've had this happen to you before. Like, Mark Close retired. I'm like, he went to Keishi. Like, that's what you're going to do. You're going to end up doing evenings at Keishi now.
Pull a Tom Brady. It could happen. It could happen.
Charlie's medal hour.
I love it. Metal.
Yes.
Metal like Brennan. I love it. Dave, give me a 60-second forecast, and we'll talk to Charlie here.
Okay. First of all, new record today. It's 94 downtown, 93 officially, 91 the record from 2011. Still hot and humid tomorrow, 92 on Thursday. 92 is the record from 1956. Clear skies Thursday night, Friday. Maybe a couple of spot thunderstorms, but I think there's a lot of dry time Friday, but there'll be a few more clouds. So 88, a better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday night and Saturday. Some of those could be on the strong side. That's a little fuzzy right now, but 82 on Saturday. That will almost seem cool. Sunday, partly sunny and 80 degrees. There is a total eclipse of the moon coming up Sunday night. We can talk more about that on Friday. We'll talk about that.
Very
cool.
It's going to be really cool. That's brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling.
So I listen to your show every day driving in, and you obviously.
That's your problem.
You've been doing it. Not anymore. Been doing lots of retirement stuff, and I was thinking, okay, what do I want to ask him? Here's what I really want to ask. If a wizard shows up now and says, okay, congratulations, well done, I'm going to take you back to college, and you can do the whole thing again. You don't lose your wife. You don't lose your kids. It's just, would you do something different for a living, or have you loved this so much you just keep doing it over and over?
No, this obviously is the best job possible. You know, it really beats working for a living. I've said that many times. They pay me to come to the station and sit next to Amy Marks Kors and laugh with Chris Myhill 4 days a week. And again, they pay me for this, for talking to people, you know, talking to anyone from Yogi Berra to Bill Clinton. I mean, how do you beat that?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not
bad. It's
pretty
great.
It's really good. So you're now going to ask, why am I leaving? Well, like anything, you know, there's a sameness that creeps in. And I think that you have to keep your brain kind of fresh by trying new things and trying things that make you feel dumb. Not that I haven't felt dumb a lot, but nonetheless, it's time to exercise different muscles. And, you know, 62 years old, it's time to visit some places that I haven't. And it's not that easy to visit places in four-week increments when you're you know, talking about St. Louis politics and the goings-on Monday through Thursday.
I always think that when I retire, if I were retiring now, I think I would not only not pay as much attention to the media, I would boycott. Yeah. I would become that guy that you say, like, did you hear about Biden? I'm like, no, I did not hear about Biden. What do you think you're going
to
do?
Well, I'll tell you what. Heretofore, I have listened to the Sunday morning shows on Sunday afternoons. You know, I listen to the podcast while I walk or exercise or whatever. That's in the taillights. You know, that's gone. That's
good for you.
That's all in the rearview mirror. I have no interest in any of that at this time. I've had it. Now, locally, I'm going to have to keep up because I'm going to still be on Donnybrook Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, so we discuss local issues. So I'll keep up with the local scene. But no, I'm just not going to follow the national affairs like I did. I'm tired of it, and I think most people are.
Yeah, I don't blame you. The changes, I've been doing this 21 years, and I've seen enormous changes for you, just seismic.
Well, when I first got here, everyone had to wear a tie. That was the CBS rule at KMOX. At least the guys did, you know, not the women. Also, I remember once in 1994 when Rush Limbaugh broadcast from St. Louis and he needed the Washington Post. So the producer, Fred Zolanko, went to the airport and met at the gate where you could walk to the gate at that time. And when the plane came in from Washington, D.C., TWA, he asked the departing passengers if he could have their Washington Post. And that's how we got the information, you know?
So what was the lineup when you first started?
Okay. You mean the KMOX?
Yeah.
Okay, mornings would be Bob Hardy, Bill Wilkerson, Wendy Weiss. And then we had Bob Osborne, who was the midday guy, and he was quickly replaced because he got ill and died shortly after I got here. It was very sad. He was the program director. And then Art Fleming, the original host for Jeopardy, and Mary Phelan.
That's right.
A real bright light. She passed away way too young. She was an anchor here at Channel 4 as well. And then Bob Hardy returned at noon. Ann Keefe from 1 to 2. Bruce Bradley and Ann Keefe, 2 to 4. And then it was Bruce Bradley on the ride home from 4 to 6. I'm boring you now. But then at 6 o'clock, it was Sports Open Line. So some things don't change. Oh, well, I was doing evenings and weekends and overnights.
They just kept around for when people died.
I was shining Bob Hardy's shoes. And no,
I always have to have somebody on the bench.
Yeah, you know, evidently.
I remember when I first was doing a show, because my program was after Cardinal baseball. And the guys doing the post-game show was Mike Claiborne and some guy named Bob Gibson. And I walked in there and go, well, this is pretty impressive. And, you know, something kind of interesting, when I first got here, I was kind of the new guy with Mike Kelly, the voice of the Mizzou Tigers, and a guy who, oh, gosh, what was his name? Mark. I'll think of it. But Highland fired him. I went to one Memorial Drive one Friday afternoon, and he walked out the door. I said, what's the matter? He goes, Highland just fired me. And he left this job, and he has since then, till today, he's the voice of the Indiana Pacers. And I can't remember his name. But he had a great career. The best thing that ever happened to him was getting fired.
He didn't realize how close he came to dying. But, yeah. You stay on the same station long enough with Charlie.
Yeah, no kidding. Actually, Elaine Stern, who was Jim White's producer. Jim White was the evening guy. When I got here, sadly, shortly thereafter, Bob Osborne passed away, and then Dan Kelly did. And she called me the Grim Reaper.
Yeah,
she said,
I get it.
None of this happened until you got here.
Did you ever get into it with Highland?
Oh, no, he was too big a deal. I never did. Now, there were things I didn't agree with when he yanked me from the 8 to 11 at night shift, which was only 8 to 11 when there wasn't Blues hockey or Cardinal baseball. And then he had me replace John McCormick, who had the 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. shift.
Yikes.
And I said, I didn't come here to spin records. And, well, that's what you're going to do. And I didn't last there too long. Because I sucked. I was really bad. So they brought in a guy named Tony Oren, the big right-hander out of Peoria, Illinois. But, you know, I was spinning records, and it was just not my thing. Because don't forget, these people who were listening, they were half asleep. They're trying to sleep. You know, they'd wake up and listen to KMOX. They didn't want to hear my music. So I was playing, like, the Living Strings and Mantovani and...
Jeez.
It was not good.
It's explaining a lot about you. So I wouldn't be here without people like Tom Turbrock and Rachel and Pigpen and Andrew. Talk about some of the people over your career who have really helped you out.
Well, Chris Myhill, A number one. He's our executive producer, and he's been here really since he was 17. He's been here about 40 years.
Wow.
You know, Fred Bottomer's been here 40 years. He started out of Mizzou in 1982. Peggy Cohill Drinken, outstanding producer. She had a Rolodex that there aren't political operatives in Washington, D.C. who have the contacts she has. And then I got to give some of the early people credit, like Hyland and Osborne that I mentioned, for actually giving a 28-year-old kid a chance at talk radio. And then through the years, I mean, the list goes on and on. Steve Moore, the current program director, and Kevin Horrigan worked with him, and he was a lot of fun. Carol Daniel, Debbie Monterey, Amy. Can you imagine they pay you to work with Amy? She's so bright and fun and always laughs. Even at the dumbest things.
Especially at the dumbest things.
Well, you caught my act, have you?
We should all say a prayer for Amy's health, by the way. Just, you know, we're been working with her for a year now.
Exactly. She's on medication. She'll be fine.
What do you think you're going to miss the most and miss the least?
Well, I already said I'm not going to miss spending Sundays preparing for Monday. So I'll have Sundays back. Maybe I'll see a movie. But that sort of Damocles hangs over your head, because if you're on talk radio, I'm telling you guys this, you all know this, you have a certain number of hours and you have to fill them. It's not like you're going to the ball game and calling the action. And that's what's happening. You just describe it. You have a blank canvas. You have to create that. So that's either getting a guest or coming up with something hopefully interesting or witty to say. And then you're thinking about it. Then you have to follow up, because if all hell breaks loose on Sunday and you don't know about it on Monday, then that's your problem.
Yeah.
So Sunday's our preparation day. I won't miss having to do that. Won't miss that at all. But I'm going to miss the people. I'm going to miss talking to you guys and guests and being able to think, oh, that's an interesting idea. Maybe I'll call that person up. Like, there's a guy in Chicago. His name is Neil Fisher. And he's just written a book on all the places in America where Patrick Swayze made movies. And so you can see where he was in Dirty Dancing or in name the movie. Exactly. And I thought, that'd be a great guest to put on the air. And then I realized, oh, I'm not going to be around. Never mind.
You could call him for mom. Well,
just for I just wanted to talk.
You know? Email back.
He used to be on radio.
Just pretend it's a podcast. Like,
that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah,
that's
I got
right.
a podcast.
Like, what time am I in your chair? You're like, I don't have a show. I just
want to talk.
Dave Murray, give Charlie Brennan some retired guy advice, since you've already done it.
Oh, yeah.
The best thing is enjoy it. Just truly enjoy it. Whether it be part of the old routine, new routines, stay active, keep your head going, keep your brain going. But the biggest thing is let all the stuff over the last 34 years just go away.
Oh,
just
good.
Go away.
Good, good.
And because you're turning a page. Don't look back. Don't say, oh, man. But you also need to give yourself a couple of weeks to get into that routine, because your body is so used to doing certain things. Like on Sunday, that's going to be a bit of a problem for 3, maybe 4 weeks to get out of that sequence. Once you do, though, bang, there's no looking back.
Well, that's actually something I thought of, and we're going to leave town for 3 weeks.
That's a great idea.
We're heading out to Virginia. Yes. We're going to go to Monticello and some vineyards, and they've got some other sites there on the Blue Ridge Highway, whatever. Son graduates, come back here, fly to Vancouver, go to Alaska, and then spend some time in Seattle, of all places. And that's
Perfect.
My itinerary.
That's smart.
Yeah. But I've got the Odyssey app, so I'll be listening to you guys.
Well, on behalf of the DJS and the DJS audience, truly just a privilege to be on at the same time as you. When I was offered this job about a year ago, I didn't know what to do. And I talked to my son, Nick, and he was like, he said, if I could say that my dad was on the same station, and he rattled off Costas and all these guys and you, and that made my decision. Like, legendary KMOX, I said when I did my little liner for you, you're on the Mount Rushmore of KMOX, which is my Lord.
Well, you and Nick are seriously mistaken. But no. I will say, and to the listeners out there, this crowd in the studio here, Dave and Rachel and Kevin and Dave and Trish over here, you're not going to believe it, but they are the nicest people. They really are. Even off the air, They're a lot of fun on the air, and you think, oh, well, that's the act they put on. No, behind the scenes.
Are you talking about the same group of people?
I'm getting a compliment from Charlie Brennan, and in the back of my head, I'm like, Murray's going to ruin it.
Yeah. I mean, even I'm over here going,
There's no need for a rebuttal, guys.
Thank you, Charlie. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks,
good
everybody.
Luck, Charlie.
Thank you so much.
425 DGS. I'm going to be taking off at the end of this break. Phoebe's last lacrosse game of the year is today, and I haven't been able to go to any of them. The ones I was going to go to, the Cardinals changed, you know, weather and stuff like that. So I'm going to be heading out. Wheels will take over, and then Rachel will take over from him. That was fun with Charlie.
Yeah, yeah, it was awesome.
A lot of fun.
That's really cool. I mean, he's been on the station for, what, 30?
How about
30?
My hill?
34?
40 years?
Yeah. 17 yeah. years old? I didn't even know you could work at a radio station when you're 17.
It's crazy.
And it's pretty impossible to do in this business, so congrats to them.
Yeah, that's
just
the crazy
that.
Part. Yeah. That's the crazy
one
part.
Station.
Is it one place, and it's not just a place. It's like yeah. the place.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, if you ask people in California what KMOX is, they know.
Yeah.
You know, you ask people on the East Coast, they know. Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. And you sit right next to him all day, Andrew.
I know. He does work for free. I think that's the key to keeping himself employed.
They kept him around for 40
years. They just
give
him stuff to put in the snack drawer.
So I obviously know Charlie, listen to him every day driving in. He's Charlie Brennan. That's the most time I've ever spent near him. He's a ball of energy. Mm-hmm. Like, he's several levels up from us, just like energetically.
Yeah, we come in every day like,
I know. We're like,
endometriosis in the mausoleum.
Here's my whole career, 22 years, just going, ugh, that's stupid. Right. Everyone's like, genius.
Charlie's giving like intelligent takes on it.
I'm over here with like
we're
a burp.
Like, wow.
He starts prep on Sunday.
I'm like, what are you going to not miss? He's like, oh, working all day Sundays. I'm like, work all day Sunday?
Me watch baseball.
Oh, my goodness.
Congrats to him, though.
That's great.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm super jealous.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute.
Hey, we're all seething with
you don't
jealousy.
Have that long to go. And then at that point, as you get nearer, you might be.
Yeah, you probably got to.
That
know,
was a shot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. And for me, too. I think it's getting closer and closer.
Everybody
I'll
needs
retire
to be quiet
because
Andrew and I are going to be on the grindstone for a while.
Yeah, you're the new My Hills. Yeah. Happy 60th birthday to Rachel. She's been here 39 years. Sweet old thing.
Just DH'd me. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, we continue with DGS. Dave's not here anymore, just in case you're wondering. I'm not Dave. Am I Dave?
Your Dave right now.
Am I Dave for the day?
For the rest of the day, and it's weirding me out that you're still in your normal seat.
I know, I'm in the low chair.
I almost was going to ask him, are you going to move or
I wanted to ask too, but then I decided not to, and now we're on the air.
I was comfortable in at the kids' table, and I decided not to move. Because normally when you're driving, you sit in the driver's seat, mm-hmm. which is over there, the tall table that goes up and down. Although Dave stands, mm-hmm. I have no time for that. I can't do that.
I got to sit too.
Although there's a big chair over there. But I'm in the low chair and I was kind of comfy, so I'm like, eh.
The driver's seat's a bad comparison because you actually do need to be in the driver's seat to drive the car.
Not really. You reach with the, you can at least steer.
Yeah, and I'm pushing the pedals.
Yeah. That's right. I don't even have the gas. You're right. I don't have the gas over there. All I got is the steering wheel. And even that can be taken away from me with a push of a button. I mean, all Rachel has to do is fade that pot down.
Calm down.
Like, you know, we can turn our own mics on and off, but if it's not, like, if the volume's not potted up, I'm done. Right?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Right, see?
Yeah.
Deep thoughts for radio.
Trish right. puts on her chap.
Yeah, Trish like, yeah, whatever you're saying. That's right. Yeah.
My lips are chap.
Not a better time to do that.
I didn't think you needed me to confirm that that's how it worked.
I mean, it's,
oh my gosh.
I want to make sure that I'm not doing it wrong.
You got it.
I got it right. Sweet. What are we doing again? Headlines?
Yeah, let's do some headlines.
Yeah. I'm trying to steer. A little wobbly.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Get the app that gets you and download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get exclusive coupons based on what you typically buy at Schnucks. Thought this was pretty interesting. A North Carolina beach house has collapsed into the Atlantic surf, and now two beach houses have fallen into the waves along the North Carolina coast this year alone. It's pretty crazy.
That sucks. Obviously a dream house would be one on the beach, but I don't know that I would ever want to own it, especially things like that. Hurricanes, yeah. Just the upkeep on your house. I mean, it sounds awesome in theory, but I would have to be a multi-millionaire to even consider that.
The good news is most of them are pretty wealthy, right? I mean, like,
yeah,
you know,
if you're owning the beach house in the first place,
yeah,
I guess.
You're probably doing okay. But that's a good point, though, because you don't think of like coastal erosion. It's not like mm-hmm. when you buy a house, you're like, oh, you know what? In 10 years, this will be in the ocean.
Right.
You're not really thinking about that. But the hurricanes thing is legit real. Like, you don't want to mess around with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the ideal is like half a mile inland. Like, it's walkable. You can get to the beach.
You can skateboard to
have a little
the beach.
Bike. You know, everybody has the golf carts now, too, in all those communities. Like, get a golf cart and just bzzz down.
They have those in my neighborhood, too.
My neighbor has one. I'm so jealous.
Yeah.
Why do they have them in yours?
I don't know. To get to a different neighborhood. I don't want to reveal my location.
I know.
I'm so jealous, man. It's
to
like,
get to another neighborhood.
A neighborhood with a lot of bars.
To travel to many of the great shops and restaurants.
You guys remember those American missionaries who were kidnapped by a Haitian gang last year?
Mm-hmm.
They were abducted last October, and they made a daring escape in December. They left the house where they were being held in the middle of the night, and they walked 10 miles to find help. I remember following this story and just thinking it was so crazy. Well, they finally charged the gang leader who kidnapped them. His name is Joly Germain, and he is accused of plotting and directing the operation with his gang. He was transferred to U.S. custody last week and is currently being detained in Washington, D.C. What a bad person.
What would be worse, like that happening to you or being in like Brittany Griner being in like Russia and being arrested and be like, I think the whole arrested thing would be way worse if it was in a place like that.
In control? Because,
well, yeah, you're not getting out of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to need, you know, political intervention. You're going to need somebody on their side to maybe to be a lawyer for you.
I don't know.
Both pretty bad.
I know. They're both
now,
pretty bad options.
The Russian ones are not likely to just kill you.
Yeah.
The kidnappers might be like.
I would pick Russia, I think. Yeah. I think I would rather be detained in Russia. And especially because they just got that one guy back. I mean, it took forever, but the government did it for him. I just remember when this was happening, the FBI was like, sorry, like we can try to help, but there's really not much we can do in the situation. So it was truly a miracle that they were able to escape
in
the middle of the
night. Would it depend on where they're holding you, though? Like, what if it's a maximum security? Have you ever? I can't remember the name of the show. There's a guy named Raphael Rowe who was a British guy who was wrongly convicted of killing somebody, spent 20 years in jail, and now he's got a TV show where he goes to it's called the world's most dangerous prisons. And he goes to the most dangerous prisons around. I'm telling you what, I'd rather be with the gang in most cases.
Yeah.
I would rather be in that little hut in Haiti with some dudes with guns than be in some of those prisons.
It is literally my worst nightmare is going to prison, especially for something that I didn't do. So you're making some great points, Wheels. Okay, inflation surged again in April, but it could be slowing down, according to new data from the U.S. Labor Department. Consumer prices were up 8.3% last month over the previous year, but that was down slightly from 8.5% in March, which was the largest spike in inflation in 40 years.
Didn't you have the same story where spending was still just as high
like
a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, people are still out there spending.
I mean, I don't
money.
Know how long that can go on, though, if it just either stays steady or never, it doesn't go back down for a while. I mean, at some point, it's going to have to stop.
Besides stuff like gas, have you guys noticed anything in your personal lives where you're like, I cannot believe it's marked up this much? Because I was at Target earlier today just looking at simple things, and nothing that I was getting was really jumping out at me, but I overheard an older woman saying, like, she was looking at shampoo and she was like, you used to be able to get this for $3 and now it's $4.89, and I felt bad.
If you notice, like, on restaurant menus, like, prices of beef have gone up, if you're getting a hamburger or brisket sandwiches, they're going up, steaks, that kind of thing. I've noticed that in the pricing on menus.
I've noticed it at fast food places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, traveling and stuff. I mean, over the weekends, when we're traveling for baseball, you don't really sit down at restaurants because you don't have time. So you're always buying, you know, get a sandwich here and a sandwich there. And it's definitely, like, normal a year or two ago was probably $7, $8. And it's easily normal is 10.
Well, you get free sodas everywhere. So.
I know. Isn't that great? Only at the gas stations, though.
Sorry, guys. I didn't realize it was so late. Let's take a break and be right back.
All right, just a few minutes left in the hour. DGS on KMOX. No D or G.
Mm-mm.
That's all right. We'll survive, right?
Yeah, he's back tomorrow.
We're not going to crash?
We'll be fine.
I almost did last segment. I almost did. I almost steered us right off the road. I saw somebody on the way into work today, like in my neighborhood, like right outside, up on the sidewalk and curb, like in an area where you're not really supposed to be up there.
Man.
I don't know how it happened there. I think it was a high school kid. Poor guy. I just almost did that to the show, was my point.
I almost couldn't find... Oh, there it is. So I couldn't get the music to work on our computer because... I don't know, state-of-the-art technology.
Technology and stuff.
And it's a DGS tradition that if you can't get your music to start on the computer, then you hit Rock Brigade on the hotkeys, and I couldn't find it. And I'm like, did we overwrite Rock Brigade? I need Rock Brigade. But I found it too late, so we did some rolling.
Is everyone in on that, like the listeners at this point, too?
Yeah.
Like long-time listeners?
We haven't really done it on KMOX. We didn't carry it over, but yeah, people will recognize that as like something went wrong if Rock Brigade is playing.
One day we did a show where the only bumper music we used was Rock Brigade for four full hours.
Because Dave was like, this song rocks.
This song rules. And we were like, let's put that to the test. How about?
So I have a couple more headlines if we want to get to them really quick. We only have about a minute left here. Did we talk about this on the air yesterday? Apple is completely getting rid of the iPod. So the last generation has been the iPod Touch and they are not manufacturing it anymore.
I thought they were already gone.
I remember when it first came out, the iPod, this before the iPhone, obviously, for anyone who doesn't know that. And we were in a meeting. I was working at the River Still music station, and they gave one away in a meeting. Like, we had a quiz, and I won.
That's awesome.
I didn't know what it was. So I was like, I'm not going to ever use this. And one of my producers wanted it. So I was like, here, you can have it. I'm not going to use it. And then, like, you know, 6 months later, I'm like, darn it.
Why did I give away that $300
right.
prize? And one more thing from Apple here. They're going to drop their lightning port in favor of USB-C, also known as micro USB, in 2023. So you'll be able to use the same, whenever you get your newer phones, you'll be able to use the same type of charger as like Android users and stuff. I never thought I would see the day, but apparently that's happening.
Hate that.
Why?
Because I got to get new cords now.
I know.
Oh.
But not until you get a new phone with
true.
The micro USB.
That's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.